dear friends in Christ. I wonder if you've ever dreamed of finding buried treasure. According to the Wisconsin Historical Society, there's a big one not very far north of here. In the 1840s, there was a trader in La Pointe, Wisconsin, named Benjamin Armstrong. He got acquainted with an elder of the Ojibwe tribe who said he knew where there was a very rich vein of silver. There was a cave hidden in the hills, concealed behind rocks and overgrowth, that was hard to get into, but once you were in there, he said, the silver lay about just like rocks. You could just pick it up, big pieces of almost solid silver. And the Ojibwe used to use it to trade with and to decorate their ceremonial pipes. When the elder died, unfortunately, his secret died with him, and that treasure has never been found. If you knew where that cave was, you could leave after chapel this morning, and in a couple of hours, you could be there. And then you'd be a multimillionaire. I'll tell you another secret. There exists another treasure that's even closer than that as you sit here this morning, one whose riches dwarf that of the lost silver mine of the Ojibwe. This morning we're told of a treasure that's buried right here in God's Word, a treasure whose richness far exceeds the vastest fortune known to man. That treasure, of course, is Christ and the knowledge of salvation that faith in Christ brings. Our theme borrows the title of a favorite hymn, Jesus, Priceless Treasure. You should be especially interested in this amazing 13th chapter of Matthew because it's full of parables. Parables that describe a kingdom to which you already belong, the kingdom of heaven. Here in verses 44 and 45, we're shown just how precious is the membership in that kingdom, how supremely valuable is the salvation Jesus won for you on the cross. And if you can understand even the smallest part of these two short verses which form our text for today, it almost becomes impossible to say with breathless wonder, Jesus, priceless treasure. And further, to make the solemn promise, I will suffer naught to hide thee. Jesus says the kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field, which a man found and hid, and for joy over it, he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. As you may know, there were no banks in Jesus' day, so wealthy men often had to resort to burying their treasures, their gold, and their jewels in a field. And that resulted in many long-forgotten fortunes of men buried in a field, fortunes of people perhaps who had died suddenly or who had died during warfare. Any common laborer might stumble across one of these vast fortunes hidden in a field and go from starving to feasting, from pauper to prince, literally overnight. That's exactly the picture Jesus uses to describe what happens when a person becomes a member of the kingdom of heaven. The field is the Word of God, and there in that Word is hidden the inestimable treasure of salvation and eternal life. There in the Bible, for anyone to find, lies the gospel, the truth that unlocks the very gates of heaven, the good news that God sent a Savior from sin to redeem us. So you'd think that anyone who once glimpsed that treasure would immediately dig it up, would do anything necessary, and sacrifice absolutely anything in order to obtain that priceless treasure for himself, would say, O thou priceless treasure, I will suffer naught to hide thee. The reality, of course, is sadly different. How many people pass heedlessly right by God's word without ever discovering the treasure of salvation? Like folks walking past a field in which a multi-million-dollar treasure lies hidden. Sometimes they might even glimpse the corner of the treasure chest sticking up out of the ground. Somebody talks to them about Jesus. Somebody witnesses to them law and gospel, sin and grace. And yet they reject their Savior. They're content to leave that precious treasure hidden. And then you have to ask about yourself. What things in your life have you suffered to hide the precious treasure of Christ? Have you allowed your busy schedule to keep you from mining the precious truths of God's Word through daily Bible reading and devotions? Has a lack of initiative or desire even to get a little extra sleep kept you from worship services or Bible class? Have you allowed extraneous things to get in the way? How much prayer time do you devote to connecting with your priceless treasure, Jesus Christ? 30 minutes a day? 3 minutes? 30 seconds? If you're like me, questions like that make you want to hang your head. For the truth is that among our many other sins, we also have to confess that we have not rendered to our priceless treasure, Jesus, the awe and the devotion that he deserves. And that's actually a big part of what makes this treasure so priceless. We have not loved him, and yet he has loved us. We have not been loyal to him, and yet Jesus remains absolutely loyal to us. As Paul says, if we are faithless, he remains faithful. He cannot deny himself. You may sometimes have placed Jesus second or third or who knows how far down your list of priorities. But on Jesus' list, you were number one. In fact, you were the only thing on his list. Just look at how well this parable fits if you apply it to Jesus. Like the man in the parable, Jesus sold everything he had for you. He gave up the splendors of his heavenly throne and came down here to live a life of homelessness and poverty. He gave up his body to be tormented by the Jews, to be pierced and tortured by the Romans. He gave up his clothing to a bunch of soldiers throwing dice. And then Jesus gave up something truly precious. He gave up his life for you on the cross. He sold everything he had to buy one item, you. You were that precious to Jesus. He gave his life for you. He made the ultimate sacrifice so that you could be freed from the guilt that condemned you. Sinners though we are, in the field of God's word, we find the precious treasure of pardon and peace in Christ. We find the treasure of a clean conscience and reconciliation with God. Above all, here we find the treasure of eternal life, purchased and paid for with the blood of our Savior. Jesus' priceless treasure. Our first reaction on discovering this treasure can hardly be anything other than, I will suffer naught to hide thee. Nothing shall be allowed to separate me from my Savior. Nothing shall be permitted to cloud or obscure my vision of him, to hide his forgiving face from my eyes. Well might we sing, as we will in a moment, with renewed zeal, Jesus' priceless treasure, I will suffer naught to hide thee. Amen. We conclude with stanzas 1 and 6 of hymn 347.